Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
What is the best date you've been on? As in, not even the person you fancied the most, just a great date.
I have a date. It's really good.
Go on.
And it is with Alex.
That's great.
Got a bit boastful.
That's okay.
So Alex and I met in Spain. We were both staying in the same hostel. We were on holidays. And the next time we met was 6 months later in New York.
Wow.
Which was like kind of bound to be really good. Because obviously we were in New York. I was visiting my friend and we met in a couple of days. And one day, kind of I planned the day. Like I picked the show that we went to see and blah, blah, blah. And
was then, Alex into musicals or is that?
He is. No.
He wasn't before, like?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say he is now. He's also not. He's open to going to them, whatever. Anyway, he planned a date for our last day, and it was so good. We went to the Lion King. First we went to the Modern Art Museum, walked around that.
Class.
Then we went to an Italian restaurant, delish. Then we went to see the Lion King. Then we went off in the subway out to Brooklyn, and he took me to this like rooftop bar where you could like look back and see all of New York in the dark. So cool. Damn. And then after that, he brought me to his favorite pinball bar, which was like a speakeasy where you walk in and it's a laundromat and it's just all washing machines. And then at the back wall, there's like two washing machines stacked on top of each other, but it's actually a door and you push it open and then it's a pinball bar.
That's so cool.
It's very cool.
That's unreal.
That was the best date.
Wow.
That's,
cool.
I don't even.
No, I actually was like, I love him on that date.
I love him.
Yeah. And I had only met him like twice.
Cool, I'm not even going to follow that up. Thanks,
no,
Ash.
No, that's fine.
Oh, that's so crazy.
It's the best I've ever heard.
Oh,
yeah.
But why did you ask the question?
She had a good day because he bought her a drink.
Because I didn't get ghosted afterwards.
Oh, man.
Go ahead now.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is Spins Fully Charged
with Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
Good morning. Another rainy one out there.
My God, it's really bad again.
I know
it's like good morning and, you know, everything's fine and, you know, we're
but
here to
not,
make you
it?
Happier
really
and we're here
fine.
To, you know, perk Brian. Up the day. But dear God, it's disgusting.
Hang on now. I'm having a look and I think next week looks better.
Ash, listen, I'm
sick as Irish people are saying that. It's going to be better in about 17 days. Great.
I'm just trying to be positive here, guys.
I did have a huge amount of positivity and hope for yesterday, but it wasn't great. Wasn't it? Bloody cold.
No, it was crap.
I was in town last night, though, and oh my God, our Wednesday's the new night to be out in the world. The place was absolutely buzzing.
That would be the England match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair
okay,
enough. That
fair.
Is fair enough. I did go into the Camden to watch the English.
You went into the on a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday, because I was with an English person.
Who are you? Oh my God.
And I didn't expect it to be so. I was like, you'll get a seat grand, surely.
In the
it's
Camden?
It's a Wednesday.
Not
but I was
a
like,
chance.
It's a Wednesday and it's not like an Irish game.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the place was absolutely. We ended up getting seats because it was so crowded with a mum and her two kids who were Dutch. And we just sat with them and it was like really fun to be with them or whatever. But like, I couldn't get over it. I was like, Wednesday? Sometimes you go out on a Friday and you
And how are they with the
like
English
that.
Guy?
Oh, grand. Everyone was just bantering. Like,
right,
funny.
Okay.
Yeah, the young fella was like a teenager visiting with his mum and like they were just chatting, like getting on really well and all that. But
at least they kind of had the Irish crowd on their side.
They
yeah,
did.
They
that's
were
what I'm saying.
Like any, I'm basically at home.
Any England match is an Irish match.
100%.
But for the other team.
Yeah, 100%.
I saw something on Twitter and it was like the flag of Ireland and it was like the green stands for Ireland, the white stands for peace and the orange stands for the Netherlands.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Big fan of that.
Unfortunately, that didn't work though, did it?
No, that didn't work out.
In the end. And I hate to say it, but as much as you'd be like, oh, for God's sake, I do have them in the work sweepstake. And if they were to
you
win.
You have England?
Yeah, if
oh
they were to
God.
Win, I'd get 100 quid out of it. So I'm quietly happy about
I
it.
I think people would forgive you for that.
Yeah,
no, they wouldn't.
100 euro? In these times, David.
Is that how much your patriotism or whatever the word is
worth?
Is worth
yeah,
100
true.
Quid?
Fair enough.
Wow.
In today's times, maybe.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I brought you that Jack Grealish was going to be the face of Hellman's?
Oh, yeah.
The mayonnaise. Do you remember this?
No, maybe I was off.
I think you were wrong, but maybe it's just kind of, it's one of those stories that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it really didn't stay long in my brain.
No, that's absolutely fair enough. But it was basically because Hellman's mayonnaise for the Euros was the official barbecue partner.
Yeah, and it was just a strange partner.
Whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do they just have partners for everything?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is the official door partner.
Chinese restaurant partner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, so stupid. Then he got snubbed from being picked for the Euros team, for the England team.
Oh, yeah.
So the whole campaign was a little bit pointless.
Were they a bit just annoyed with the mayo ad, or was he just...
No, no, they were. No, that wouldn't have been it at all. No, it was just...
Come into
I think he was just injured. But
oh, that's such a letdown for Hellman.
It's more of a letdown for Hellman's, yeah, because he's not playing. Like, every time you'd see him, you think, there's the Hellman's guy.
Yeah.
But because you're not seeing him, you know, you're not thinking of Hellman's
that's
at all.
That's true.
Oh, it's awful for them.
Disaster.
But now there's another campaign with another person who's not at the Euros, because it's Jose Mourinho, and he's teamed up with Snickers, right? So Snickers have made an AI Jose Mourinho, and all you have to do is put in your name and your friend's name and a mistake that they've made or an own goal, and he'll basically give out to you for the own goal.
Oh, very good.
And also give you advice on the own goal or whatever. So producer Callum sent me this video of Jose last night, and I was genuinely obsessed by it.
David, tactically, your decision-making is as confused as a defender scoring an own goal during a training drill. Callum said you always eat takeaways when you should be eating vegetables. That's like handing the referee your game tactics, a revealing move that leaves everyone questioning your strategy. Maybe you just need a Snickers.
That's so stupid.
It's so stupid. And I love it.
I'm guessing it always comes back to Snickers.
Oh, yeah. He will at the end of every video. Well, I don't know. But just so far, every video I've made, he has offered you a Snickers.
Okay.
He said, just by the way, just to fix the problem. So Callum obviously put in there that, you know, I don't eat very well. I eat a lot of takeaways and I should be eating more vegetables. So I've made some for you guys.
Oh, excellent.
What do you think I've put as your own goal?
My problem.
Yeah, what's your mistake? What's your own goal?
Oh God, where do I begin?
How long have you got?
Overnapping.
Overnapping is a good
being
one,
a bit
yeah.
Lazy. Mm. I don't know, Dave. Being single.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let's have a listen.
All the stereotypes are going in there, are they? Yeah, brilliant.
Emma, you're a true master of turning a penalty into a corner kick. Just spectacular. David mentioned you really want the team you got in the sweepstake to win despite being Irish. That's like cheering for astronauts to win the Tour de France. Charmingly misplaced enthusiasm.
Any advice?
Maybe you just need a Snickers.
Ah, very good. Very good. So Emma obviously has England for the sweepstakes and wants them to win despite being Irish, because she'll win 100 quid.
And it's like wanting to be an astronaut in the Grand Prix or something.
Wanting an astronaut to win the Tour de France.
Kind of a weird analogy, but, Jose, if you don't mind saying.
Yeah, bit of a weird one. Ash, what do you think I put as your own goal?
I think you're going to put that I wore a vest that looked like McLovin into work.
Oh, very good.
I'm super bad.
Let's have a listen.
Isling, your tactical finesse on the field is akin to a striker who can't seem to find the goal, consistently misfiring at every attempt. David mentioned that you keep finding droppings from a stray cat on your balcony. It's like inviting a juggler to a chess match, unexpected but thoroughly perplexing. Maybe you just need a Snickers.
I love how genuine it sounds when he pauses with the
David mentioned that you keep finding droppings from a stray cat.
Yeah, it's so genuine. And it's so Jose as well.
Ashley.
It's so Jose. So obviously funny. I put Ash that your stray cat keeps leaving droppings on your balcony and you kind of let it.
Yeah, I do. I encourage it at this stage.
And he thinks that's ridiculous.
He thinks I need a Snickers.
There you go. That is your advice. So I think, producer Callum, we all need to go to the vending machine.
To be honest, now I do want a Snickers.
So do I. It works.
Who's begun? From the balcony, here is Billie Eilish. This is Lunch. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Calvin Harris with Rag and Bone Man, Lovers in a Past Life. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley. It was rumoured a few months ago that he was to release a collaboration with Miley Cyrus.
Why didn't you ask him about it?
Calvin.
Yeah. Oh, is no, Rag and Bowman. Sorry.
No.
Rag and Bowman.
No, Calvin Harris was due to release this collaboration with Miley Cyrus, and the whole thing has been officially scrapped.
Oh, no way.
I would love to know why.
I bet you they're having a scrap.
Maybe they are.
Uh-huh.
His new collaboration with Ellie Goulding, though, coming really soon again. Okay, it is Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Hello. And I want to tell you about a lady called Alice, who's from County Roscommon and is only delighted with herself today and over the last few days.
Go on, Alice.
Because the media have had to call over to her house for a very important reason.
The media.
The big bad media. She is the very proud owner of one of the oldest fully operational fridges in the country.
Oh, wow.
Boulabus, Alice.
Absolutely delighted.
Well, no done. Wonder the media are at the door.
They'll be banging down the door.
Her name is Alice Feeney from Ballybeg, and she bought the fridge from Michael Gunning Electrical of Castlereagh.
That's where my housemate is from.
Sorry, thank you. Sorry, Ben. In 1974, and it's continued to work for 5 decades still. It's used every single day, she told the media.
Well, and as fridges are, generally, rarely get a rest.
Bit of a minor wear and tear of the plastics and a slightly chafed power cord, but there'll be no issues, Alice said since.
Wow.
Now, this might be the key to keeping your fridge alive for 50 years.
She turn it off every year for a year.
Well, what she does is she defrosts the fridge every fortnight. That's a big
deal. That's quite the commitment, Alice.
Such a job.
Such a dirty job.
That's way worse than any job I can think of. Like, that's worse than changing the sheets on a bed.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. No young person would ever do that.
Ever. No.
We're so lazy.
Yeah, we're so gross.
It's not lazy, though, to not defrost your fridge.
I know, but, like, just the older generation are like, look, time to do it now.
Yeah.
No questions asked. We'll just do it now again.
If you think about it, like, if your fridge needs defrosting every 2 weeks, maybe it needs to go.
I understand that, too.
Yeah.
I love that this is what's really irked you about this whole story.
Stupid. Like, I defrosted the fridge once, and it was the most painful thing
in the
world.
Horrible, horrible job. Everything gets a wet.
Oh.
Anyway, she does say now, and this is her call, and I would like Alice to be made really happy in this world, so she would like a mention in the Guinness Book of Records. So, if anybody can make that happen, please do it for Alice.
Old woman, shoot for the stars.
There's not much going on in Castlereagh, is there?
Well, I was thinking about all the stuff in my own life, stuff that's just broken without me like going out of my way to break it over the last few months alone. Just on Sunday, just gone, making a bit of a brekkie for my friend Megan, who was staying over. I just went to boil the kettle. It said no.
No way.
It said, I'm done with you. 6 years is all that kettle's been around for. And we thanked it for the tea and we moved on. But I just went, that should have stuck around a little bit longer than 6 years.
It's 44 years younger than her fridge.
It is. It's
but like,
usual.
How much are you paying for a kettle? Like, kettle is what, like 40 quid, 30 quid?
Depends on what you want to go for.
Yeah.
They can go into the hundreds.
Can they?
But if as a renter,
nah,
your
we
kettle
were like
is
cheap
definitely,
and chips.
Yeah.
Well, 6 years though for a kettle.
It was kind of bougie,
not
the last
bad.
One. Dave. No. Not in Alice's world. She'd be disgusted about
this. Oh, that is true. Yeah, she probably defrost the kettle as well.
Came home from Hosier on Friday night, put my key in the door of the house. It just broke. The key just came apart.
I think this is your sign to move out. This place is haunted.
Half the key ended up in the door, the rest was in my hand. I said, what the hell?
That's a nightmare. Did you have to get a locksmith out?
No, there was someone inside, thankfully, and we got it all wiggled out and sorted. But I still only got a key cut the next morning. Ridiculous. Knives. I'd be half through cutting a sliced pan and then the part of the knife just breaks off. You're like, what the hell? Like,
how often, like?
How many times have you realised over the last couple of years?
I do hate that, though, when you're cutting, not a sliced pan now, the softest thing in the world, but you do be like cutting an apple or something and the handle will just come off.
Yeah.
And the knife is just stuck in the thing. It's like, all right, great, now I have a handle in my hand and the knife is in the...
And I can't really just pull out the knife, like, I'd hurt myself. The internet. What's that about? Stop breaking.
It's
all the
always
time.
Down, is it?
It's always down.
So you're out in the sticks and not firing them, so.
Mirrors. I've told you about how the mirror fell on me.
Oh, well, that's very bad luck.
Whatever. Necklaces. What is with necklaces always breaking when you're putting on a jumper over your head? I've lost so many good necklaces. Finally, phone screens and phone chargers. I think we need to bring it back to 1974 and go shopping in...
Michael Gunning's
Electrical of Castlereagh.
To be fair, Castlereagh.
Alice would be fuming with that.
Yes.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Benson Boone and Beautiful Things on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. You know when an artist kind of pops onto the scene like that and we're playing, what, two of his songs now?
Yeah.
You know, when you get a feeling that someone's going to be around for a long time.
Do you get that vibe?
I do. I don't think he's a one-hit wonder.
Do you think he's going to be like the next Lewis Capaldi or something?
Yes.
Ah.
That's what I'm thinking. He's different to Lewis, though.
He is different, but you know what I mean in terms of, like, we played one of his songs and then it was like, that was all right. Yeah, let's go for another one. Oh, that actually did well, too.
He'll have to do the old difficult second album thing well, though. But
yeah, he will.
For now, yeah, he's definitely
I like
fine.
Him. He does flips on stage for absolutely no reason.
He's got cool curly hair as
he's
well.
A little bit like Pink, where it's like, you don't need to do that, but I like it.
Listen, if I could do a backflip, I'd be backflipping around this office every day.
You would,
so
wouldn't you?
Proud of it.
Be
I'd be
so
thrilled.
Cool.
Yeah, he just doesn't really have black backflippy songs.
No, he doesn't really. So there's one moment.
Please flip.
But that's
please
it. That is flip. Literally it.
Is that what he does?
He goes, please flip.
No
please.
Way.
It's no, he so doesn't. I swear it's so good.
Show me that.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Is this a backflippy song or not?
The one time he could do a backflip, and that's exactly
that
when he does it.
That's the perfect place for one, to be fair.
Okay, just coming up on 7:30 now. Bella, what's it like out there?
Constitution Hill outbound is closed around...
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Who wants to hear about the worst job ever?
Yeah,
oh,
me.
Please.
Hello.
So we all know the Edinburgh Fringe. It's like a big kind of performance arts festival. It happens in Edinburgh every year for a few weeks in August. So it's kind of coming up soon.
I'd absolutely love to go to
I know,
that.
Me yeah, too.
I actually had plans to go this year.
I've never been. I would love to. Producer Callum went last year. He loves it. There's all sorts of acts, but kind of the main thing that it's known for is the comedy. We also know that Edinburgh is not Glasgow.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah,
we're all on board with that. Edinburgh is not Glasgow.
Cool.
Thank you.
Cool. They're two different cities.
The tourist board? Is that the main phrase?
Yeah. They're 75 kilometres apart. However, a hotel in Glasgow is looking to hire a banter merchant to entertain guests throughout the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Oh, that doesn't really make much sense.
In Glasgow?
In Glasgow. Yeah. So they want to hire a breakfast roaster who will roast guests at breakfast time. 75 kilometres away from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
So people who
as
are
part of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
People who just might be on their holidays in Glasgow minding their own business who have nothing to do with
have
Edinburgh
no idea
Fringe.
That the Fringe is on.
Okay.
Are now getting blasted as they try and eat their scone in the morning in this hotel. Now, the one thing I'll say is apparently it's gotten so expensive to actually stay in Edinburgh during the Fringe that a lot of people are now staying in Glasgow.
Then what, commuting?
And commuting to the Fringe.
What, 75 kilometres by car?
It's actually like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, if you were to get a train or a bus or something, maybe it would be worth if you were staying for a few days.
Yeah,
but it's like having a, like, I don't know, it's like the comedy festival in Dublin and then staying in Cork. Like.
Staying in
Waterford even would be about 2 hours or something.
But I think like maybe the Fringe then is kind of spilling into Glasgow now because a lot of people are staying in Glasgow and going into the Fringe or whatever, and a lot of the acts can't afford to stay in Edinburgh and make any money while they perform.
Because
they're all staying in Glasgow.
Fringe always just the punters pay, as in, like, is it kind of what's it called? Like busking, isn't it?
Yeah, some of it is. Some of the really small acts will be like a donation based on what you think the show is worth,
and then
the more established ones will be like a ticket thing.
The shows are relatively cheap. I don't think we paid any more than like £12 for a show, and then you're in there for like an hour or so. But yeah, the prices when the Fringe is on is so expensive. I think we paid like £250 for one night in
that's
hotel.
Crazy. Jeez. It's so annoying because it's like
so
the festival itself is like quite cheap, but yeah. Classic world and this time. Anyway, this job ad is like extremely wordy. Goes, are you a laugh-a-minute lady, a witty wise guy, a rib-tickling rebel, a banter merchant, a comedian, in other words? Then your dream role may just be a scroll away. And this is...
And 75 kilometres.
Your dream role is roasting people at a hotel.
When they'd rather be
breakfast in
Glasgow. Performing at Fringe.
Exactly.
It just reminds me of your man in that Baby Reindeer.
Yes, it's very like
it's
Baby
very
Reindeer.
Like that.
Well, he does the Fringe and that, yeah.
Yeah, he does that when he's like up on stage in a terrible pub.
Yeah.
And this is what I'd imagine him doing the breakfast, like just,
it's going to
be cringe.
It really makes me shiver. So to apply for this dream job, so-called, you have to send in a 60-second little kind of video of yourself explaining why you would be right for the gig.
Okay.
So...
Oh, no way.
You love a challenge, lads.
I do love a challenge.
I have challenged us all to do a 60-second pitch for this job.
I'm not a
banter merchant.
I'm not a comedian.
That's absolutely fine.
That'll make it funnier.
because mine I've had all yesterday to prep this, and mine is absolutely terrible. So okay. I'm going to kick it off. Here is my 60-second pitch to be the banter merchant at a hotel in Glasgow during the Edinburgh Fringe. Okay. I guess I've only got 60 seconds here, so I'll make it breakfast. So you're looking for a banter merchant? Well, I'm the banter merchant of bloody Venice, mate. Shakespearean level comedy. Listen to this. Why did Shakespeare write using a quill? He was confused by pencils. 2B or not 2B?
Hey, boom, boom.
Anyway, I think this is the gig for me. I'm a morning person. Morning, my bloody existence, am I right? And I have breakfast jokes for days. Oh, what eggs are we going for, sir? Scrambled, I see. Like your face. All right, Grandpa, can I interest you in some brown bread? You are what you eat, am I right? Oh, an Irish family. Pasta potatoes. Streaky bacon for the streaky blonde. Who dyed that hair, girl? Oh, you're Scottish. Pasta haggis and get this man a cult. Oh, I forgot you're actually all Scottish here. I'm in Glasgow. Oh, hello. Going up for a second helping there, Oliver Twist. Where are you from, sir? France? Hang on, can we get a croissant for Pierre here before he goes on bloody strike? Yes, do I get to eat the breakfast before I start the roast?
It's
Thank
so
you, and I hope
bad.
You consider me for this application.
So bad.
That was excellent. I think you should send that over, girl.
Terrible.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah.
It's there, ready to go. And if you thought that was bad, you guys are up in approximately 4 minutes' time.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been as terrified about anything on this show, and we've done quite a lot.
Recharged. We're all applying for the worst job ever. This is a job kind of as part of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, but it's in Glasgow. Basically, a lot of people are staying in Glasgow while the Fringe is on Edinburgh because it's about an hour and 20 minutes away and it's too expensive to stay in Edinburgh. So this hotel in Glasgow is looking for a banter merchant to roast guests
banter
during breakfast when the Fringe is on. The ad is very wordy. You'll bring thigh slappers, side splitters, zingers, one-liners and tableside crowd work to our wonderful guests during breakfast twice a week for the duration of your run.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to apply via a 60-second video of you kind of pitching yourself and why you should be the breakfast roaster of the Edinburgh Fringe. I've just done mine. Thankfully, that's been and gone for me. And it was kind of terrible. And I'm excited to hear both of your 60-second pitches for this banter merchant at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Okay, so just to say, this was just landed on us, number one.
Exactly.
Number two, I'm not a comedian. Okay.
What?
let's see how this goes. Hi, I'm Emma, and I'm not a comedian, so please, egg me on.
Very good.
This job sounds so terrible. I think I'd be perfect for it.
I like that.
I mean, roasting people at breakfast doesn't even make sense, does it? At dinner time, well, that's different gravy altogether. The last thing I'd want to do is bring someone sunny side down first thing in the morning. They'd think I'm some yolk, and I'd worry I'd make them really sourdough and croissant. I may even make them lactose intolerant. This whole thing has the potential to be totally excruciating. Also, they're nowhere near Fringe. I'd crack up if I were them. I'm gonna let it slide, though. I'm sure you and I can hash all of this out. Just make sure to manage your expectations when it comes to me. I'll be as smoothy as possible with my jokes and try my best to make sure they don't scramble.
Ooh, someone got a ChatGPT account.
I did not. I'll have you know that was not ChatGPT, that was me.
That is way better than what I have.
Hello, Bonner's blessing.
Yeah, Jesus, that was unreal, Emma.
Queen.
Damn it. Damn
it. You were banking on Emma being worse.
I kind of was, yeah. My pitch as the breakfast roaster in Glasgow for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, you get a little bit of a pun. And then you get roasted with an insult. For example, all right, welcome everyone and good morning. Come in and make yourself at home or make yourself an omelette. You weirdos. Don't put bread in me. I'm the roaster, not the toaster. The toaster's over there by the omelette maker. You ticks. And I'm not toast either, so don't try to be nice to me and butter me up. The butter's over there by the toaster. You freaks. You say the Fringe Festival is in Edinburgh. We say Glasgow. Tomato, tomato. And then I'll throw a tomato at them.
Gotcha.
Speaking of which, fried tomatoes are over there by the left of the butter. Fringe Festival is over there about 75 kilometres to your right. Isn't that right, hotel management? Dopes. Orange, you glad that you didn't have to stay in this kit for very long? There's some orange juice over there by the tomatoes. There's only one thing you'll find a lot at the Fringe Festival. People who waffle. We have one of them too. Chef Michael is happy to make your waffle whichever way you like it. Thanks, you've been a wonderful audience. I'll see you next year for the Dublin Comedy Festival. I'll be performing in Kerry.
Very good.
Do you know what, guys? Maybe there's a bit of a future in stand-up for all of us.
There's hot competition there.
Who would have thunk it?
And just like that, the future's over.
Troye Sivan played at the Three Arena a few weeks ago. What an amazing gig. This is Rush on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Savannah and Rush on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We've just been talking about the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, this job that's going in a hotel in Glasgow for a banter merchant to kind of roast people at breakfast time. And we've just put our 60-second pitches forward as to why we should be the banter merchant at this hotel.
Yeah. We realise we shouldn't be.
John was on. Emma, that was amazing. I'd go to that hotel just for you.
Oh, well done.
Dave, that's hilarious.
Just John, thank you very much.
And?
Ash, sorry, missed yours. You can catch up on the podcast, John. Fully charge, recharge.
Let's go.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
This is Spin's Fully Charged.
Morning, what's going on?
How are we?
I got a text from my friend yesterday, my friend from school, and it was real food for thought. She goes, hey Ash, can you remember who my second kiss was?
Oh!
And I was like, I really thought about it for ages. I threw out a few names. She was like, no, that was like later. And I was like, no, I really can't, mate. And then I was trying to think about my second kiss.
Mm.
And I can't remember my second kiss.
It's not as important. You can remember Ash's second kiss.
I remember mine, yeah.
It was only last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure, it was Alex. Boyfriend. Do you guys remember your second? Do you remember yours?
I remember my second kiss, yeah.
Really?
It was the same night as my first kiss.
Oh, you dirty devil.
Yeah.
What a night.
Yeah.
Disco?
The third kiss, I think, came about 10 years later.
Okay. Brilliant. You had a good start, though.
Yeah, a good start, yeah.
My first kiss was teenage disco. Was behind a local, what would you call it, like gala hall?
This was your second kiss or first kiss?
First kiss.
First kiss.
And it had been arranged in school for about 6 months. Are we definitely going to shift that day?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And then, so like loads of people were gathered around while we were kind of like, oh, I actually remember it so well. It's so awkward. And about 2 years ago, I broke down on the M9. So I rang a mechanic. I was kind of closer to the home side. So I went to like a local mechanic that I know. And the fella who was my first kiss is his new trainee. I was like, hiya, Jamie. And I think he's still scarless, even though we were like 11.
That's so funny.
It's just so funny. I'm like, I'm so sorry to this man. I cannot remember my second kiss.
Ah, it's not that important. The first one is the main one.
Yeah. My first kiss was in at a disco in Clane, shout out, in an abbey.
Oh,
what was the disco?
That was in the Abbey in Clane.
What was the disco called?
No Name.
No Name.
Of course it was
And
No
Single
Name.
Ladies was playing in the background.
Very nice.
She's always been my girl.
Yeah, there you go. There's your love for Beyonce.
She's been with you through everything.
Yeah, my best.
Festival season, well and truly underway. Obviously, we've already said goodbye to Longitude 2024.
Bye.
See ya.
Yeah. And others as well. And gearing ahead now, at the end of this month, it is All Together Now, the festival in Waterford. 3-day camping festival. It's like its fourth or fifth year out at this point. And basically, I suppose, before I get into this, looking for a bit of advice from you listening this morning. Just to say, like, I've been camping at festivals for years, unbothered. I think I'm pretty good at Aisling.
Isn't it your favourite thing to do?
I like sleeping in tents. Doesn't bother me. Yeah,
sleeps well. She's got a great setup. I camped with them at Electric Picnic last year and I was treated like a queen.
Okay.
I had a blow-up mattress. I had a giant tent.
Yeah.
She had all the mod cons.
And a cuddle buddy.
Had a cuddle buddy. Like some of my friends wouldn't be able for it in the same way. I did body and soul last year and I woke up, my friend was missing from the tent, so obviously I panicked and she was like, no, I just came out to your car to sleep. I can't do it.
Yeah, that'll be
anyway.
Me.
Just to say, camping has never been an issue for me. It's not something that I dread. Lots of people would rule out the likes of Electric Picnic because they're like, I simply couldn't cope with camping. And I get that. Everyone's different, okay? However, All Together Now is at the end of this month and there's always a few of us that would head along. Bearing in mind, I spent a lot of my time growing up in Waterford. It's in Waterford. All the OGs would be there.
The gang
would be around again, etc. But there was never really a huge conversation so far this year about who was going and who wasn't, and there was no per se plan in place as to who was doing what and who was staying together. Those conversations had not yet happened.
Okay.
And I get a text the other day from my friend who says, hey, change your game here, pal. I'm after getting us glamping.
Oh. Whoa.
And I said, oh.
Have you ever glammed before?
Hell, that would be a whole new world for me. I have never glammed, no. I sleep on the ground, oh. I get a cold, I'm always wet and miserable as much as I enjoy camping. I've never had the treat.
Yeah, you're really selling it to us.
to sleep off the floor, yeah. And not have to, you know yourself, Ash, the walk, like with all your belongings into, yeah, a festival, it's a heavy, this would just be bring yourself and your few drinks.
What does the glamping entail?
Set up for you.
Oh, Dave, everything.
Yeah?
It's a beautiful big teepee. They have rugs on the ground. You have a bedside locker. And
no.
That's insane.
There's a charging port. I don't even have a bedside locker in Dublin. So, look, whatever. And I just said straight away, impulse. I was like, yeah, come on, we're doing it. Come on. Ah, yay, this is so exciting. We're doing it. So we went ahead and we booked the glamping for just the two of us in our little teepee. Happy out, different experience. Bring it on. Then my phone started going off on Friday. My friend Claire. Did I hear you're glamping?
Oh, no.
You're completely killing the vibe. We're all meant to stay together. You're going to miss all the crack in the campsite. You always say, like, close to my tent. And I feel really guilty now. Oh. So I'm kind of saying to my other friends, should we just scrap the glamping tickets, go back to regular camping, stay with the gang, not break up the festival gang? And honestly, at this point in my life, I want to know what you think. Camp or glamp? And I will do whatever you tell me to do. Do I betray my OG friends, which is what I feel like I'm doing if I was to glamp? Or do I treat myself?
As a person who has asked a lot of questions on this show, the people of Dublin will always get it right.
You think
they
so?
Will guide you in the right direction.
Okay, well, I would really appreciate your thoughts on this morning, please. I've been asking for your help this morning, 087 711 1038. Camp or glamp? Reason being, I am a seasoned festival goer at this stage. Don't really have an issue at all when it comes to camping. Some people would actually miss out on festivals like our Dave here. Just can't deal with
it. Oh, I hate it so much.
Can't deal with camping at all. Like, that's fair enough. Whereas, to be honest, overall, it hasn't really bothered me. However, looking ahead to All Together Now, which is happening later this month, it's in Waterford. Obviously, I spent time growing up in Waterford, so some of the OG friends would tend to go to that together. But in my defence, no official conversation has been had about who's staying where and who's doing what yet. Because it's weeks away. And in the meantime, my friend Emma, I'm after getting us glamping. Let's glamp. And I just went, let's do it. Straight away, let's just do it.
So exciting.
Such a change, something different. A bit of comfort now, you know. Pushing on a bit.
Exactly. Well, you're getting old.
Yeah, getting very old.
31. But yeah, look, to be honest, I snapped up the tickets and said, great shout, let's do it. But some of the OGs now are I'm after causing a bit of a stir, and there's a few WhatsApps going around saying, wow, come on, I heard you're glamping. What are you doing? You're going to miss all the fun. You're going to spoil the whole crew of us getting together. You won't be with us, blah, 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 blah. So I've been asking you this morning, should I go ahead and camp? Or should I go back to camping or glamp?
It's very nice that you're quite a core member of the group, obviously. If I told my mates that I was glamping and they were camping, they'd be like, cool.
Yeah.
No. See you later.
I suppose it's kind of, you know, when it's old friends, it's very hard to get everyone together, I suppose. So nah, I do feel like I'm betraying. Kieran, what are you saying? Camp or glamp?
Camp, definitely. Camp.
Why?
I'm in this predicament as well. My friends, core group of friends from when we were younger, we all have kids and we go camping. We got caught in that storm Billy last year. What was it? Lost all our tent, everything.
Oh, no.
But anyways, we were up to about our knees in water. Tent was destroyed, gazebo gone. So anyways, all the lads are going this year. Have the option to book the glamping that's in the same premise.
Yeah.
But you miss out on the fun. It's the putting it all up, the stress, the sweat, everything.
Yeah, your little mallet banging in the little...
Problem solving, having a can... Having a crack.
When you're putting up the little sticks on either side and you're like, Ash, go on, grab it there. It's yours, I mean.
Quick, grab that first.
Oh, man,
what's
I don't know.
What's going on with the bed? The bed is not pumping.
What?
Borrowing pump sleeping from the neighbour.
Making friends with the neighbours.
No, stop. You're all bizarre. This makes no sense whatsoever. Oh, you miss the stress. You miss the sweat. You miss the doing the labour. Would you shut up and go glamping, for God's sake?
Are you not into camping, honestly?
I hate it, Kieran.
No, honestly, he really does hate it. Thank you so much, Kieran.
Thanks, Kieran. I think it's my least favourite thing in the entire world. It's like, honestly, my idea of camping is a 3-star hotel. I couldn't do it.
Sometimes that's where the crack is to be had.
Yeah,
maybe so. Mel sent in a voice note as well.
Emma, darling, defec it. Go to glamping. And I tell you why you go to glamping. Go to glamping because we ain't getting no summer. You're going to be sleeping on a cold, wet ground.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Love to your friends and all. See ya.
Who is this person? I love them.
What was in her coffee?
Mel, I want to be your friend.
Yeah, go on, Mel.
Michelle was on as well.
Emma, you have to glam.
Amazing.
It doesn't ruin the vibe, it makes the vibe. There is no comparison. Once you glamp, you're never going back. Get your friend to come in on the glamping. It's amazing.
Okay. Now, sorry, she does make a good point. The fact that if you do glamp, you might not be able to ever camp
again.
Yeah,
what if you ruin your love of natural camping?
This is what I'm saying. See, I've slept in a bed for all of my life. I've been very lucky to sleep in a bed for all of my life. Yeah. So therefore, when I go camping and I don't have a bed, I'm like, this sucks because I'm used to having a bed.
I understand.
You know what I mean? So I think once you go glamping, you can't go back.
Okay. Alex as well, what do you think? Final call, camp or glamp?
Glamp, 100%. Oh. All the other people are just jealous. Yeah. And if they want to be together, then they should get glamping tickets
Dead
too.
Right. Well, dead right.
Simple as that, you're saying, yeah?
That's it. Yeah, glamp.
Bit of comfort. We all need it, don't we, Alex?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially with this weather.
Girl, yeah, it's so like true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Alex. Bye-bye.
Alex, my kind of person. See you, Alex.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Right. We have the official results, I believe.
Yes, results are in, Emma. You said you would do whatever the people of Dublin suggested.
What are you doing?
We always do. As in, I'm not going to lie. My heart has been somewhat inclined to one side, and if it comes back out of the different one, I'll be a little bit disappointed.
Okay.
However, what are we saying?
I think I know.
It's irrelevant what your heart is saying, because 78% of our listeners want you to glamp.
Yes.
Thank you all so much. I will send this audio to my very annoyed friends.
This is so annoying though. Do you know when we put forward things and we always get the wrong way?
I always get the one I don't want to do.
Always. Now because of this, Emma gets to glamp.
Yeah, I'm
great.
Delighted. Cheers. Thank you so much. Buzzing.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome along. This is the Girly Quiz, once a week on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Myself and Aisling quiz Dave on all things feminine and girly.
Yeah, every category is up for grabs here and Dave needs to get three questions right in order to win the week. But sure, it's a piece of you know what, because he gets two bloody lifelines as well.
The two lifelines, sorry, don't mean a lot. When you lose last week.
Yeah,
I got zero last week. Do you know how this is like probably the most nervous I've ever been for the girly quiz, because last week was, I suppose it shouldn't be because I can't get worse than last week, but what would be very, very bad is another lose.
If you got 2 zeros in a row, I think it would be an all time low and you would be destroyed.
This is how I know I'm getting nervous. Look at my doodle sheet.
Yeah, the doodle sheet's out of control.
It's out of control.
I think I just drew a door handle. Okay, so two lifelines, as Aisling said. One is the simplify option. One is your phone female, and Megan's there. Morning, Megan.
Morning, Megan. Megan, thank you very much for helping me out. I appreciate you.
Thanks, darling. We'll be back to you in no time, no doubt. And just to say as well, we'd like to give a little warning if there's young ears in the car. It is the Girly Quiz. We talk about all things feminine. We are wonderly creatures. And you never know what Dave might cough up. So just keep your hand on the dial in case it goes into uncharted waters at any stage, okay? Are we all good?
Nope.
Is everyone in the room but Dave good?
I'm fantastic. Yeah, I love this.
Are you listening good? Great, let's go. Dave, question one in the girly quiz this week.
It's been a while since I got a question where I'm like, I know it immediately.
I think you're going to know this.
Here's hoping. Come on.
Well, wait, no. What's micellar water?
No, damn it.
Come on, think about it.
I think
micellar water.
Do know this.
I do know this, and I think the reason I know this is because I think it was a question like a year ago on the girly quiz.
There was a question
about micellar water.
Yeah, but it micellar wasn't water exactly that question.
Is what you use on like cotton pads to take off your makeup. I'm pretty sure it's like I'm pretty sure it can come in a clear bottle. Sometimes it says like, I don't know, Garnier or something like that on it. I'm just picturing what I like from like ex-girlfriends and stuff. I feel like I've seen like bottles of Garnier pink, and I think that's micellar water. I think you put it on a pad and I think it wipes off the makeup. That's what I'm thinking.
It's not a drink.
No, it's definitely not a drink. Micellar water is makeup remover.
And no need to keep you hanging. It's absolutely correct.
Let's go.
Well done. The mojo is back. Fair play to you.
The last time we asked about micellar water, we asked you to spell the word micellar.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. This isn't a spelling bee.
You love spelling bees.
I do, but
do
only words that I can
get
spell.
Get a look into our planning meetings. Every single time we have a planning meeting, Dave goes, Can we do a spelling bee on the show? Anybody up for a spelling bee? Love a spelling bee.
No, Dave.
He's obsessed.
We're not
with
doing a spelling bee.
But that's only because I don't know how to spell Meisler.
Okay.
M Y S E L E or
M I C E L L A
Y. See, I would have wrong.
All right. Luckily, that wasn't the question for
Thank
today.
Thank God for that.
Question number two, Dave. Two lifelines remaining. What's another word for an emery board?
An emery board? I don't know, like a cheese board. An emery board. Is it emery or is it M or E?
Emery. E-M-E-R-Y.
E-M-E-R-Y. Emery.
This really is like spelling bee.
I'm getting my way. I'm turning, just slowly but surely turning this show.
And how
do you spell that? Could you use that in a sentence, please? Oh, could I say that? Could I ask you to use emery board in a sentence,
I will.
Please?
What's another word for an emery board?
Yes, Ash.
I have absolutely no idea. I got a phone. I got to call in the troops, I think.
All right, Megan, you're on. How are you?
Megan, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
I got 30 seconds on the clock and I am begging you to tell me what the hell an emery board is.
It's a nail file.
Oh, okay. So that is, if I just say the word nail file to Aisling and Emma right now, am I going to get the question correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of how it works.
Well, like sometimes it could be.
Your first time playing?
I can't remember the question. And I just thought it was something about what's an emery board, but what was the question? What's another word?
What's another word for an emery board?
Okay, so.
And what did Megan say?
She said a nail file, so I'm going to say a nail file.
Megan and Dave, you are absolutely right.
Let's go! Yes. And how would you spell emery board?
All right, Megan, you smashed it. Thank you very much, darling.
Thank you, Megan.
Easy one, wasn't it, Megan?
It was. Too easy.
Yeah, okay.
Relax now. It wasn't too easy.
Cheers, gal.
See you, Megan. Have a great day.
Do you know
Thank
that?
You. Bye.
Emma didn't actually know what an emery board was.
If 50% of the women on this show don't know the answer to a question.
Callum knew what it was.
And our boss Nick knew what it was.
I've never heard of an emery board.
Neither have I. I thought it sounded like something mystic, like Mystic Meg. You know? Anyway, we crack on. You're doing well.
Two for two.
You still have your Simplify, and we're on to question number three. Dave, we need three on this. Name three ways a woman can naturally induce labor.
I know this one.
Oh. Brilliant.
You know three immediately.
I know two.
Give us the two you know, then.
The first one.
You can say it, by the way. There's no issue.
Sex.
Yeah, I knew you'd say it like that.
I knew you'd say it like that.
Fine. Sex!
David, it's only 8:43 in the morning. We're so sorry about him.
Do you have the hand on the dial? Good. Sex!
Turn it down, parents!
He always does this weird thing where he goes...
I'm looking out for the parents in the car. My mate listens to this show with his kid in the car.
Thanks.
Not anymore, he doesn't. Right, go on. That's one out of three.
Ashley turned into such a bitch on this show.
Yeah, she has. Number two.
She brings out so much anger.
This is why you shouldn't put women in power.
Number two.
Joke. Big joke. You should.
Do you want to know the answers?
Yeah, go on.
Indian food.
What?
Back off. Shut up.
Indian food.
Indian food.
Indian food.
Locked in. One more.
AKA spicy food.
I don't know. I don't know the other one. I'd imagine if you wanted to come out, like you might, like a trampoline, like a what do you call a pogo stick type of thing.
Probably not recommended, I'd say, but yeah, okay.
Probably not, no.
Indian food. And
give us one more for the win. Go on, you got this.
Yeah, don't use your Simplify on this. Come on.
Okay. I got to say exercise or stretching. Stretching might be a good one. Maybe reading it a story. Maybe massage. There's so many that it could be. I'm going to go with exercise.
Final answer.
Final answer, exercise. Yeah! Yeah. Oh, I'm buzzing.
Well done.
Oh, thank God.
Fair play. Fair play.
You know, Look at that.
Some of the others you could have had were drinking raspberry tea, acupuncture, you love that, eating dates or pineapple, and
and you know what's so funny? Dave Moore from Today FM, we asked him this question yesterday as he walked by to see if he'd know.
when we gave him the answers, he said, well, if David Hammond goes on air tomorrow and says nipple stimulation, he needs to retire from Girly Quiz. Here and now.
It's a Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was with my friend yesterday and afterwards she went off home on the Lewis. And literally about 2 minutes after she left, I got a video of a Lewis seat. And on the Lewis seat was sitting a live crab.
No.
You're joking. Yeah. That's
I
so awful.
I love
these
Dublin.
Fellas had a feckin' crab on the Lewis.
Nah, that's not nice.
I know, it was kind of sad. And then she, so but it was just funny, her text. Because I was like, oh my God, no. Who has that? Poor crab. And she goes, two lads. He's tickling the crab ATM. And then she goes, full on discussions about what to do with the crab. I go, where did they get it? And she goes, someone bought him. And I was like, are you interacting? And she was like, no, I'm staying away.
Wow.
But you just, like, what? Like,
you think
just don't know what you're going to get on the Lewis.
I need to know before we go any further. Do you think she got the energy that they were going to be nice to the crab?
I mean, they were tickling him.
Yeah. That sounds
tickles
positive.
Are nice.
You're going to get boiled.
Oh, no. See, they probably, maybe they saved him from a seafood restaurant.
Yeah, maybe they saved him.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, no.
That's what happened. Maybe they saved him from a pet shop.
Yeah. I remember on the Lewis one day there a few weeks ago, there was a guy. It was packed. It was like rush hour kind of time. I was coming back into town. And so we were all kind of like sardined. And there was a man beside us with an old school, I think it was battery operated, but it was an old school, very vintage looking radio. And I'd say this guy had a great day, if you know what I'm saying. So he was just flicking through the channels, absolutely blaring the radio. I was trying to like manage in my head how long he was sticking with Spin before moving on to other stations. He gave us a good lash now if he liked the song. Yeah, no, he was a fan of Spin and our tunes.
He liked the Joel Curry, did he?
He did like a bit of Joel Curry, yeah. He went over to News Talk then for a while, flicked past that. But you could see everyone was just so sardines to, and no one was going to say anything to him, even though it was so loud and kind of annoying. Do you know what I mean? Because it was like,
there's something so funny about someone bringing a boombox somewhere and putting on News Talk.
Yeah, I love that.
That's literally what
I just
happened.
Love current affairs. Turn it up.
Here we go.
Wake up in my bed, I just want to have a good day.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling
in the morning. Morning, what's going on?
Everyone waking up in their bed, having a good time?
Yes? Hell yeah.
Good. Good morning. Do you remember when you were a kid and you used to go to the cinema?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Did your parents ever like pack you stuff to go to the cinema with so that you didn't have to spend money?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like my ma used to like...
Little packs of Skittles or something.
Oh yeah, no, but my ma used to make like microwave popcorn and put them in like a little lunch bag.
Good for her.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Like that kind of a people vibe. Do that for like parties and like, stuff.
Kind of like a little party bag before you go off to the cinema.
Well, the price paying for three kids going to the cinema.
Well, this is the thing. I used to think this was so cringe. Like, just get me a large popcorn and I'll eat three bites of it and never touch the rest of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
cost her £7.
Exactly. Just do that for me. But as a kid, I was like, oh, it's so embarrassing. Like, can we just, you know, get, you know.
And you want the warm, the smell, the
yeah,
the
yeah,
smell
yeah,
of fresh
exactly.
Popcorn.
But I've gotten to the age now where I'm starting to do it myself. So I went to the cinema and I don't need popcorn. I have crisps in the cupboard. I have chocolate in the cupboard and I have like Club Orange in the fridge. So I got like a bag and I put some crisps in and I put the chocolate in and I put the Club Orange in.
Made a little lunch.
I had a little
bag there as if it was the most foreign concept in the world.
Like a bag?
I got like a bag.
Well, think about it. When you're going to the cinema, what's the one thing you probably, they know full well, that if you have a bag that you're bringing in stuff.
See, most girls would have a bag everywhere.
Yeah, see,
I know what you're saying.
I had a full-blown backpack, so I felt like it was very obvious what I was doing.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And I said to like my housemates, Ben and Linda, who were going to the cinema with me, I was like, do you want anything? They're like, no, ma'am. Like, we're fine. Like, we'll buy popcorn there. And I was like, all right, you know, Mr. Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we arrive, and then I start freaking out because we're walking into the cinema, and Ben's like, I'm going to tell them what you have in your bag. So we get up to the counter, I'm sweating, and he's like, do you want any popcorn? And I'm like, no, thanks. And Ben's like, do you know? You know? And I'm like, shut up.
Oh, you're so annoying.
It's the worst. He didn't say it, though, until we got to the top of the stairs. Like, so you pay for your ticket and then you go to the top of the stairs and you give your ticket to the man and then he handed it and I walk off and then, you know, he has a load of treats in his bag there.
He's such a divil,
that
Ben.
He's just the worst.
He's just...
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I know this is going to sound a bit bizarre, but I want to start a petition to bring back Pimp My Ride.
God, I used to get a lot of enjoyment from that show.
I'm with you. I'll sign it.
Fantastic. If you don't know what Pimp My Ride was, it was a show on the late noughties hosted by rapper Exhibit. And what he would do is take your crappy car, bring it to West Coast Customs in LA and make it look better and newer and put some mad, wacky stuff on it. Lots of stories have come out since the show with people saying, people who got mad stuff in their cars, like ice cream machines or TVs, that they weren't actually allowed to keep the stuff.
No way. Yeah. It was just for the show.
They put it in for filming and then took it out, but like left all the wiring and stuff in the car.
Is anything real?
No, nothing's real. Now, the only thing I will say, some of the stuff that they did were allowed to keep ran out of battery. Like they ran the car battery out. Like within a month.
Yeah, like yeah, I
it was
mean, obviously
wasn't
a bit
supposed to be in a car.
Yeah, or it would like short circuit or something.
I was like an ignorant late like tween watching that. I wouldn't have thought about the technicalities of how that's probably not practical for running a car.
Like, no. It's like taking a metal pole that's rusted away, like rusted to bits, and just painting it. That's all they did. I mean, they didn't actually fix the car. They just made it look better.
Yeah, put a flame on the side.
Literally, they put makeup on it.
And you would think like they're making such a killing off that show and that person's car that at least sort them with a decent.
Yeah, true. Afterwards. So that's the kind of the non-fun stuff. The fun stuff of it was the stuff that they put in the car, right? Yeah. We start off easy. This guy had a van, right? This is the level of bizarre they were in West Coast Customs on Pimp My Ride. He said he liked music and chilling out. So naturally,
he got this.
We hooked you up with the ultimate lounge equipped with your own baby grand piano.
In the back of a van.
He said he liked music, so he got a grand piano.
And a lounge. He liked chilling and music, so he got a lounge and a grand piano.
Stop.
We move on to another guy who had a van, and he lived in Vegas. So, of course,
we hooked you up with your own custom slot machine displayed on a 32-inch Olivia monitor.
Why?
That was on the outside of the van.
Why would you
In order to get into his van, he needed to pull a slot machine.
Lever.
Get three of a kind and then the van would unlock.
Oh my God, what an effort.
And that wasn't the only thing they put in his car. As I said, he lived in Vegas and something weird happened. Have a listen.
Your van, we heard the dog crapped on the floor.
Yeah.
We hooked you up with a different kind of crap on your floor.
Yeah.
His dog crapped on his floor. He lives in Vegas, so they put a craps table on his floor of the van.
Talk about for a bit of inspiration.
This is very honestly, Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
It's so stupid. This woman had a car and she liked the beach, right? They couldn't do much with that. So that this one was a bit of a stretch.
You know when you're at the beach and they got those high-powered binoculars?
Yeah.
Guess what? We hooked you up with your own set right here in your car. Check them out.
What? I actually don't think I've ever seen people on the beach with binoculars. It's not really the place to go.
She's like, wow.
Wow, amazing. They're my absolute favorite thing that was ever on the show. They had this woman who was a nurse and she had a van. For love nor money, you will not guess what they put in the back of this van. Have a listen.
Your own mobile CAT scan machine.
A CAT scan machine. An MRI machine. They put in the back of the van. And
so
the
that
reason
it works, she can be like,
yeah, well, the reason.
Check out what it does. So now you and your homies can lay on the bed and y'all can scan each other.
You and your homies can lay on the bed and scan each other.
Scan each other. That's so mad.
So that is what I want to bring. That's why I want to bring back Pimp My Ride.
Lads, honestly, I can barely charge my phone off the cigarette lighter in the car without the battery nearly
dying. Imagine the amount of air fryers they'd put in it.
That would revive MTV.
You're on Spin.
Yesterday turned out to be a really different day than what I expected it was going to be for me. So
what were
we
you
had,
expecting?
Well, I was expecting
your regular Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, I had a plan with a friend and that just all went up in the air and we did something absolutely crazy.
Go on.
So you guys will know that we had a meeting after the show yesterday with our boss Nick, a sort of a planning meeting, and in order to go to said meeting we had pizza. Our boss Nick had to buy us pizza or we said we wouldn't attend the meeting, and it's a method I would recommend you use in your business.
Yeah, it works.
It works every time.
We seem to have a bit more of a push over a boss than most, and we can actually say things like that to him, and he says, okay, guys, what pizza you want?
He wants pizza as well.
And we went to the top. We got Bambino pizza, the slices of which are giant. I had two slices, which really equates to like probably one full like Goodfellas pizza. Like they're huge. And I felt zero guilt at eating the two slices of pizza at 12 o'clock in the afternoon because I knew that after work, after the meeting, my friend and I, we're going to go out and do a 10K run. Okay.
Wow.
We planned this like last week. We said, Wednesday, let's do a run. She's like, will we do a 10K? I said, I haven't done 10K in a good while, but I'll give it a go.
That's impressive.
I knew I had the pizza fuel in me. Happy days. What you guys didn't know that was during the meeting, there was another meeting going on. And that was the meeting in my WhatsApp chat with my friend.
You were texting during the meeting?
I was sussing some things out with her during our meeting.
Hmm.
Because she texted me saying, weather looks a bit crap. Are you sure you want to do this run? And I said, with a big mouthful of pizza in my mouth, bro, I actually don't really want to do the run.
Just to translate, that's no, I don't want to do the run.
Exactly.
And also, she didn't say that because she was texting.
Yeah, I was texting, but that's what I would have sounded like if I wasn't in a meeting. So anyway, we're going back and forth. She's like, what do you want to do? We go cinema, like we go to a museum. She's recently quit her job, so she's got all the afternoons free and she's so excited about what we could do.
Well, you're used to that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, or we could just sleep. Which is fine. And a thought binged into my head and I said,
we could go to a matinee.
Oh!
And I have to say, I love a matinee. And I've just decided that I'm going to be a matinee girly. I'm going to try catch a matinee a week.
Really?
Maybe not. I probably run out of fun soon enough.
Is this in the cinema?
No, in a theatre.
Oh,
darling.
To see a play.
Yes. So in our meeting, I quietly Googled and saw, see if there was any matinees this afternoon. And there was a matinee in the Abbey Theatre yesterday.
I thought she was a little bit kind of, you know, not there in the meeting.
Oh, yeah. I'm very good at multitasking, folks. And the meeting finished at 1:20 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And by 1:55, I was sitting in the front row of the Abbey Theatre.
Stop.
About to witness a lovely play called The Sugar Wife.
Are you serious? Is that why we were doing the girly quiz questions? You were like, sorry, I got to run.
Yeah, I was like, I have to go. I have to get to the box office, right? So I had no tickets. So I got to the box office of the Abbey, and I have to say, not spawned at all, but they offered me a range of concession prices.
Cool.
One of them was a fiver off for an unwaged person. I said, well, the girl that I'm with is after quitting her job. So they said, grand.
Sorry, that's amazing fiver for an off. Unwaged person.
Yeah, and there's a discount for an arts worker. I was like, is radio the arts?
Questionable.
Maybe if I do another song. And so the front row was free of this show. I have to say, the matinee crowd is the crowd for me. Most of them have grey hair. We sat down and we were so excited. We were so close to the stage. We were literally at the front. And the woman beside us said, do you want me to take a picture of you girls?
Ah.
So she stood up and she took a photo of us in the front row.
That's so cute.
And then at the end, she said goodbye.
I love that.
And no one ever says goodbye to you when you leave the show in the evening.
No, everyone just leaves.
But the matinee crew say goodbye.
Okay.
I'm going to become a matinee girl.
It's well and good to say that you like the matinee. Was the play any good?
It was brilliant.
Was it expensive?
I didn't feel tired.
It wasn't expensive.
I think it was like less than 30 quid.
Okay, not bad at all.
Yeah, for like a professional production in the Abbey.
I love going to like a play and stuff like that. That's so fun.
Oh, it was
so nice. Is the Abbey kind of, or sorry, is it Abbey? Is the matinee a little bit like a practice run for the night?
Nah.
Not really.
No,
it's kind
it
of
is.
Just like an option for people who don't want to go out in the evenings, I suppose. Ooh. And like that, it would be kind of an older crowd.
What was the play about?
Retirees. It was set in Ireland in the 1850s. And there was actually like elements of slavery in it, which is, you know, not very spin, but it was a very good play and it was a great story. Yeah,
very
amazing.
And I had a very cultured afternoon. I didn't run. The pizza sat on my belly. I took those calories on the chin and I said, I'll take some culture instead.
Why was this girl?
So cool.
I'll rub those calories
matinee,
and I'll take some
take
culture
it on the chin.
Instead. My God.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, David, Aisling, and all this week on the show, we want you to win some stuff with Decathlon.
We sure do. The new store is open now on O'Connell Street. Every day this week I've been like, and I can't wait to go in. I haven't gone in yet. And I think today's the day. I'm going to win and get a few bits.
What are you going to get?
Well, do you know what? I have this tiny little bag from Decathlon and it's a very cute little backpack and it's so handy. And apparently they have a bigger version of it and it's like the perfect size
for what?
For your carry-on.
I have it!
You have it! Callum, weigh in, please.
I have it. You see it on TikTok. TikTok, it's the viral Ryanair cabin bag hack.
Oh.
And it's the perfect size that fits in the size of the
seat.
Is
this the one that's like, this is an airline's nightmare?
Yeah. It's like the biggest you could possibly have.
I should have got that before my charge of €70 on a Ryanair flight a few weeks ago. I should have went to Decathlon.
And the bag is like £8.
Yeah, so good.
Oh my God, I'm going to Decathlon.
Pick me up one today, will
Available
you?
Only at Decathlon. Yes, you can discover top quality equipment and bags and clothing and accessories for 70 sports and airplanes with free click and collect.
You know what I'm dying to get, actually, and I know I sound like such a loser saying this and you laugh at me. And Aisling, I know you're a much more experienced runner than me, but I want one of those belt things, harnesses. I think they look cool.
Yeah.
I think they're cool for your posture.
What do you want a harness for?
For running.
Where you can put your water into it and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know about the water, because I think that would be like...
Oh, yeah.
But I'd like my keys and my phone.
Yeah.
We'll get you a fanny pack.
No, I had one of them for the 10K recently.
The harnesses make you look like you've done a lot longer distance than you're doing.
Yeah. Okay,
and the thing about the fanny pack is, it's you're jingling. I did the 10K.
Yeah, no, I was joking. Don't ever buy a fanny pack.
No, I had one for the 10K.
Ick.
Okay, so this is why I also need to go to...
You'll find everything you need to fuel your passion at Decathlon, ready to play. We got that €200 voucher to go to this morning. Paul is on to play.
Yeah, hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Paul.
You sound chirpy. What are you doing?
I'm just on the M4 heading to Athlone.
Well, oh, what's in Athlone, Paul? Feckle.
I'm a sales rep.
Ah, very
sales
good.
Sales rep.
Very good, yeah. Are you,
what are you selling Athlone sweets?
No.
Do you know those sweets?
No, I do know them. Yeah, they're in Stephen's Green or something the other day.
Yeah.
I used to live in Athlone. I used to call it Athlonely because that's how I felt when I lived there.
That's so sad.
I know.
What a terrible ad for Athlone.
And Paul, tell us this. Why are salespeople so cagey about what they sell when they're on the phone to us?
Because they don't like people to know what they're up to.
Oh, you dirty dog.
Right, Paul, let's get you sorted with a €200 voucher to spend at Decathlon. Basically, in studio with us is our producer, Callum, and he's going to hold some items you can buy at Decathlon over his head. We have to describe them to you.
Yeah, remember, they're not the sport. It's the items that you can play with the sport. It's things they sell in Decathlon. So it wouldn't be like tennis. Okay. It would be a racket or it would be a ball.
Exactly. So we can't actually name what he has over his head, etc. You know the game. It's a classic. Yep. It's a classic. It's up to you now to decide who you want to play for. Yeah, we need you to get 3 in 30 seconds. Do you want me to give it a go for you, Dave or Aisling?
Dave.
Okay, let's do it. 30 seconds on the clock and we start now. Okay, this is what you need to dry yourself after the shower.
Towel.
That's it. This one, 180.
Darts.
Yeah, what do you throw the darts onto?
Dartboard.
There you go. And this one is, you put it in a net and you have a court and it's orange and three-pointer, two-pointer.
Basketball net.
Yeah. There we go.
Well done.
Nice. Whoa, one. I couldn't think of one basketball player. LeBron James.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, not good at all. But very good for you, Paul. You just won €200 Decathlon voucher.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
What's your sport of choice, Paul? What are you going to spend it on?
At the moment, I'm playing paddle tennis.
Oh, I love paddle tennis. That sounds great.
Paddle tennis? It's just tennis with paddles, is it?
It's like a much smaller court. It's like pickleball.
Fun.
Yeah, very cool.
All right, Paul. Talk to you later.
Take care. Thank you.
Happy selling.
Bye.
Ooh, a salesperson laughed at my joke. I've just checked and they have paddle tennis rackets and balls. Ooh. At Decathlon.
I don't think I've ever said the word
everything.
Decathlon so much in my life. Also, not gonna lie, a little bit hurt, I've been chosen for this game once this week.
Ooh,
I'm just saying.
I know that life.
You've felt that pain before, Aisling.
I've done it three times.
Yeah, do you know what it is? It's misogynist. It's because it's sports. They think he'll know better than us, Aisling, isn't that it?
People just love picking a man to do things.
Oh, yeah.
God, I know. You listen thinking that they're difficult. Try working with them.
Oh, shut up.
We play again at your final chance to win this week, that €200 for voucher for Decathlon tomorrow after 7:30 on the show, and I'd urge you to pick me or Ash.
Or me.
You're on spin.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard we work on this show? Listen, hear me out. I made 2 slices of toast this morning at 10 to 7. Left them sit there going cold because we didn't have time to bless ourselves.
Yeah.
To bless ourselves. Just put up and reheated them there.
You reheated toast?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Anyway, just got through it and I also poured a cold, unloved cup of tea down the sink.
Lads.
Let's listen. We sweat for you every morning.
We're
the
doing
things
God's
we do
work.
For you. Yeah.
That's it.
We'll be gone by half.
Pat in the back.
Yes, so it's spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.